TNB Tech Minute gives you the day's top tech headlines, from the big names in Silicon Valley to the halls of power. If it's making news in tech, we've got it. Check out TNB Tech Minute in the Tech News Briefing feed from The Wall Street Journal.
You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Wednesday, June 15th. I'm Jackson Cantrell, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 28. That's the number of years that have passed since the U.S. Federal Reserve last hiked interest rates more than 50 basis points, or 0.5%. The Fed could break that streak Wednesday, though, when it announces its interest rate forecast at 2:30 p.m. Eastern Time. The market now puts the odds of a 75 basis point hike at 94%. That's up from the 30% chance of such a hike that was priced in Monday morning. Higher interest rates encourage companies and people to borrow less and save more. As a result, less money would be circulating in the economy, which leads to less inflation but slower growth. It's a lose-lose scenario for stocks. Inflation could eat into company earnings, while higher rates make their future cash flows worth less today. Meanwhile, as bond yields rise, fixed income assets start to look more attractive, so investors are more inclined to trim their stock holdings and buy bonds. A sell-off like that happened in the 70s and early 80s, when the S&P 500 fell deep into a bear market. Pain in the stock market is not guaranteed, though. When the Federal Reserve raised interest rates by 3 full points from February of 1994 to February of 1995, the S&P 500 only dipped 8% in between. The stock index was actually 27% higher 12 months after the Fed's 1994 3/4-point interest rate hike. The next number up is more than 16%. That's how much natural gas futures in the U.S. dropped on Tuesday, logging their lowest settlement in 5 weeks. This comes as a delay in repairs to a damaged U.S. liquefied natural gas terminal is expected to lead to higher inventories. Freeport LNG Development said on Tuesday that it expects to resume partial operations in about 90 days at its liquefactions plant on Texas's Gulf Coast. That's following damage from an explosion and fire on June 8th. However, repairs and full plant operations are not expected until late 2022. It might sound confusing, a natural gas plant shuts down and then prices fall. Well, the plant in question, the Freeport LNG plant in Texas, is a U.S. gas consumer. It pipes in natural gas from North America and liquefies it for export overseas. Since the plant won't be back online until late 2022, there'll be a substantial boost in the U.S. natural gas supply through the end of the summer. The Freeport plant accounts for 15 to 20% of total U.S. LNG exports. Much of that ends up across the Atlantic in Europe. The natural gas benchmark there climbed more than 15% on Tuesday, while in the UK, gas contracts for July delivery jumped 25%. Our last number is 1,100. That's how many jobs Coinbase Global plans to cut. The cryptocurrency exchange said Tuesday that it was restructuring in an effort to manage expenses. That includes laying off about 18% of the company's workforce. The move comes after analysts at JP Morgan downgraded shares of the cryptocurrency exchange to neutral from overweight. They cited the extreme decline in crypto prices and the company's plans for continued investments. Shares in Coinbase ended Tuesday slightly down, giving up 0.8%. The stock had dropped 11% on Monday amid a stock market sell-off and crypto rout, and shares in the company have lost some 80% so far this year. But the latest signs of troubles at Coinbase may not all be bad news. Coinbase's shares trade at just 4.5 times next year's projected earnings, and the restructuring plans are, at the very least, a sign that definite steps are being made to reduce its costs. Coinbase wasn't the only company that announced layoffs on Tuesday. Online real estate brokerage Redfin said it would cut 470 jobs, about 8% of employees, and real estate platform Compass said it would cut 450 positions. Both cited rising interest rates and slowing economic growth. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Wednesday, June 15th. I'm Jackson Cantrell, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.